Kolkata, stay indoors. Kolkata, stay indoors.
At first, all the houses seem new, with their long empty halls and no doors. You could live in any one of them, if you thought them attractive. But nothing is attractive about them. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all.
Petrov?
What is it, darling?
Can you hear something?
Yes. Yes, I can. What on earth is it? I'd better check the children are all right.
Petrov is checking that the children are all right. He's never done that before. No one has ever checked that the children are all right, after all.
Jeanne.
Children of people
like us. My little Jeanne.
We don't need to check that.
He gets no response. Jeanne and Christophe are lying in bed, but their eyes are open. They can hear the sound. But they don't know what it is either.
بعيداً عن أصدقائه يكتب رسالة حب. في المساء عندما تعصف الرياح وبينما يشعر بالرياح فوق جسده كله يكتب.
Far away from his friends, he writes a love letter. In the evening, when the wind blows, and as he feels the wind on his whole body, he writes, friends, comrades, dear fellow villagers, because of the state of the world, I am far away from you. And even the carrier pigeon weeps at this. But a bird was singing in the branches of the tree, and the sun rises and sets. Pigeon, carry this letter and tell my story, until they also weep. Tell them the world is big, but perhaps one day we will all see each other again.
Petrov?
The children are like us.
Grandfather lights a cigarette, then coughs.
Grandfather is smoking.
He's only just woken up.
Not only is there still music and news in a foreign language, there is still smell. There is still taste. But Grandfather has slept through it all.
Petrov, darling, can you remember what broom smells like?
Broom. Broom. I can't quite. What is it?
It does smell. Believe me, it does smell. It's so...
Grandfather has fallen asleep again.
While Elvira imagines the smell of broom, Grandfather goes back to sleep.
He's holding a lighted cigarette in his hand. It's hanging over the edge of the bed.
Nothing disturbs Grandfather.
Somewhere something is wrong.
Jeanne looks into her doll's eyes.
I love you.
Jeanne's doll has blue eyes, a red mouth, and green hair.
I love you.
Jeanne's doll has healthy, rosy cheeks.
I love you.
Jeanne pulls the doll's head off.
كل الأشياء الساطعة المشعة يمكن أن تصبح رمادية مقفرة. كل الأشياء الساطعة المشعة يمكن أن تصبح رمادية مقفرة. All things bright and radiant can turn grey and desolate.
I had to do it. You do understand, don't you?
Yes, of course I understand.
What do you know about this music?
The music is Vivaldi. It's called Vivaldi. But I don't know anything else about it.
Vivaldi. What a beautiful word. What does it mean? Vivaldi. Is that the name of the music?
Grandfather has burnt his finger on his cigarette. For a moment, he wakes up. He stubs the cigarette out, then goes back to sleep.
There were so many colours. Everything glowed.
Hands. Hands.
Hands. Adam touching God.
Adam touching
God. In the creation.
Flowers and trees.
Michelangelo. Why can't we remember Michelangelo? It was by Michelangelo, surely.
Yes. Yes, it must have been.
Jeanne is stroking her hair, her lovely, long, blonde hair. Jeanne is stroking her hair.
Your hair has never looked lovelier.
Caressing it lovingly, Jeanne is stroking her
hair. Never, Jeanne. Your hair has never looked lovelier.
Nothing is beautiful unless you see something of beauty in it.
How did you let me know? How could you think I'd stand it?
You knew. Why did we never have a good time?
We've never had the right music.
But from now on, we'll always have music.
And what happens now is all that is important.
Do you care?
Christoph sits up in bed. He is hugging his knees and gazing at his sister. Jeanne is still stroking her hair.
In my dream, I dreamt you and mother and father. But not grandfather. Grandfather wasn't in my dream.
Wasn't he? But we like grandfather. We like everyone, don't we?
In my dream, I dreamt all of you. You and mother and father. And in your dreams, you all dreamt me. But I also dreamt I was dreaming your dreams. And in the same way, the Christoph in your dream dreamt the three of you. You and mother and father. And I heard something. I heard sounds. And they seemed to mean something.
And in my dream, I dreamt the three of you. You and mother and father.
Elvira and Petrov are strangely alert. Christoph and Jeanne are also wide awake. But Grandfather sleeps on.
I must do something.
No, you can't do anything.
I want to shout. Listen. Can't you hear me shouting?
Because you're happy, Elvira. You're so happy you want to shout. But the shout stays inside you. And inside me, the world is full of silent cries.
Brown and yellow, red and black, lilac, yellow, red. Do you know these names?
I understand. I understand completely.
I must talk to someone. Just talk. Do you understand?
Of course.
Operator, can I help you?
Operator, my name is Simone, Elvira Simone. I'd like to talk to you. Have you had any dreams lately? What have you been dreaming?
I haven't been dreaming anything. I've been on night duty.
Oh, you've been on night duty?
Darling, please.
What number are you trying to call?
Oh, me? Who do I want to speak to, you mean? To Petrov?
Who?
Darling, why don't you...
Caller, please hurry up. Other callers are waiting.
But I need...
Elvira, please, don't.
Get me Athens.
What number?
Any number. 377-6441.
Thank you. I'll call you back.
Just a moment, please. Are you...
Are you going home to bed now?
Elvira.
I certainly am. I'm very tired.
You'll have a dream. You'll dream.
I'm sorry, caller, but I really do have a great many other callers waiting. Goodbye.
Why does Mother do that?
I don't know.
It's unfair of her. Unfair to Father. Why does she go on resisting?
Hello. How are you? This is Elvira Simon speaking.
Venga, Talaven.
Petrov, he can't understand me.
Calm down. Then he will.
Do you understand me? Is it possible to ask you, what did you dream last night?
Ονειρεύτηκα πως πέθανε και πως ό,τι εγώ μπορώ να δω δεν μπορεί να με δει.
I dreamt that he died and that everything I can see can't see me. That everything I dream about is dreaming about me. And then I knew that it is today that the end will come.
I can't speak his language, Petrov, but I did understand him. A man in Athens, Petrov, as far away as Athens, had the same dream as us.
I love you.
You didn't
Elvira,
hear what I said. I you weren't you. Listening, Petrov.
My darling,
a man in
I'm
Athens
so in
who can't speak my language and whose language
I
can't
you.
Speak had the
you're
same
happy,
dream
Elvira,
as us.
For the first
2,000
time in your life,
away,
for the first time ever, you're happy.
Listen, can't you hear me shouting? Listen!
When Elvira shouted, it woke Grandfather up. He didn't understand what had happened. Perhaps he had forgotten what a shout sounds like. Now the others all turned toward the corridor, along which Grandfather walks to the bathroom. The corridor seems endless.
I'm not sure.
What? About Grandfather?
He's in the bathroom.
Grandfather looks at himself in the bathroom mirror. He rubs his eyes. Grandfather cannot believe he has become so old. That is a fact of life.
Jean, listen, I'm going to see Grandfather.
You mustn't.
Look, I'm going to tell him.
But Christoph!
Grandfather?
But Grandfather is horrified.
What a night. Now I understand what has happened.
Grandfather?
But Grandfather is stunned.
We still have things to settle.
What things?
Important things, like the controller. We've betrayed him.
The controller is dead.
But what about the consequences, Petrov? Aren't you afraid they'll punish us?
Christoph and Grandfather are sitting on the edge of the bath. They are silent. Then, after a lot of thought, Grandfather says,
much of what you say I don't understand.
But I haven't said anything, Grandfather.
You haven't? I'm sorry. I thought...
I'm so fond of you, Grandfather.
What did you say?
There's nothing to worry about, Grandfather. Nothing at all.
I've been stroking my hair.
Your hair has never looked lovelier.
I know. You phoned someone, Mother.
I wasn't sure whether...
For us children, it isn't frightening at all.
What was it like?
It was like... But you won't understand, Grandfather. It was like a thunderstorm. It was like a picture made up of colours, shapes and music, and words.
Yes?
Then we heard a voice. A voice which...
No. No, I don't understand.
Elvira looks at herself in the mirror. She thought she knew all there was to know about herself. But Elvira still believes she is beautiful.
Perhaps you've just forgotten everything.
No, no. This is something different.
Elvira comes into the bathroom. She says hello to Christoph brightly. and puts red lipstick on her beautiful, sensuous lips. She gazes at her face in the mirror and tries to draw its reflection in lipstick. The face is round and white, like a moon. Elvira laughs.
I'm not frightened.
Jean, my little girl, once upon a time when you were very small, I'd hold your hand and we'd go for walks together. In those days there must still have been birds about.
I don't remember. But I know what you mean.
The past is so important now.
I can't remember what the past was like.
It was very bright that day. Then from somewhere or other came an even brighter light.
You're frightened, Father.
You're funny like that. You sense these things first.
It isn't Grandfather's fault. Somebody has made a mistake. We could have warned him what was going to happen.
إن الله لا يخطئ. إنه قادر على أن يفعل بنا ما يشاء.
God does not make mistakes. He can wish anything he likes on us.
Grandfather didn't have our dream.
I know.
Grandfather had every right to his dream.
Your father didn't have our dream.
It's different for him. He will weep.
Grandfather has got back into bed again. Suddenly he sits up, stares in bewilderment at the ceiling, and collapses.
Grandfather is dead.
Yes. Perhaps it is for the best.
I was so fond of Grandfather, but I can't remember how it felt anymore.
I'll ring them.
Operator, can I help you?
Operator, get me the crematorium, Southern District.
Putting you through, caller.
Hello?
Elvira Simon here, 1784363. We have a case to report. We'll wait. Thank you.
So it wasn't a mistake after all?
No, there is no mistake.
We can't go on making these private calls.
But there'll be plenty more like this. In the crematorium service, we believe that in spite of, well, everything, there's still a right and proper way of doing things.
Oh, yes. We go on as normal, even with this nightmare turning everything upside down.
Is the controller dead?
Sorry, we didn't hear that question.
So it is all true, then. There was no point in warning Grandfather after all.
Doesn't anybody want to know what's going to happen?
Something must happen.
No cars, no roads, no...
Will there be an explosion?
The colours will be fantastic. A gigantic kaleidoscope with the world, its fragments. We are all a part of it.
Even fishes?
Even fishes.
But when?
When? I've no idea when.
There'll be no need for time. Time will stand still.
And we'll stop asking questions.
My hair. I shall have hair again. My beautiful hair will grow again. And you. Your eyes, Father. I so liked your eyes.
We won't need eyes, darling. We shall simply exist.
I know, Father. Why did I never realize before how much I liked your eyes?
There must be a limit somewhere. Mustn't there, Petrov?
No, there is no limit, Elvira. It's limitless. They'll just go on indefinitely.
I remember the voice. But as for the words, they still don't make sense.
We always did talk too much.
Then why don't we shout? But even when I tried to shout, the cry stayed silent.
The situation is out of our control.
Do you still like me? Suddenly I like everyone. But I'm frightened no one likes me anymore.
Of course we like you. Very much. We like everyone.
Life wasn't worth living anyway.
The controller had drained us of everything. Even our ideas. Even our suffering.
Suffering?
And we just talk and talk.
Suffering? What is that? What is suffering?
In the old days, injustice caused suffering and deprivation, and we had love.
Science fiction.
What did you say?
I am alive.
It's time the children went to bed.
The children won't go to bed, Mother.
We need order in our lives. We depend on it.
What kind of order do you mean?
Order? An ordered world, where some people are right and some are wrong. With responsibilities. We all have responsibilities.
And some people are better than others, I suppose. Now I know who is really in control. You, Mother. You are the controller.
We are acting as if we saw despair where no despair exists.
No one is good and no one is evil.
No one is right and no one is wrong.
We just talk and talk.
And no one listens to anyone else.
That's a lie, and you know it.
We're happy. For the first time in my life, we're happy.
When everything died, melted into color and happiness, then, for a second, the universe was in chaos. But immediately, matter combined with matter, and out of it came a new beginning.
Come, they told me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. King to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, ba-rum-ba-bum. Can it be? And years from now, perhaps we'll see.
بعيدا عن أصدقائه يكتب رسالة حب في المساء عندما تعصف الرياح وبينما يشعر بالرياح فوق جسده كله يكتب.
Far away from his friends, he writes a love letter in the evening when the wind blows. And as he feels the wind on his whole body, he writes, Friends, comrades, Dear fellow villagers, because of the state of the world, I am far away from you, and even the carrier pigeon weeps at this. But a bird still sings in the branches of the tree, and the sun still rises and sets. Pigeon, carry this letter and tell my story, until they also weep. Tell them the world is big. But perhaps one day we will all see each other again.
I pray my wish will come true. As for my child and your child too. I'll see my day. Peace on earth. Can it be? Can it be?
In No One is Evil and No One is Good by Rainer Werner Fassbinder, you heard Steve Plytus, Mark Jones, Annabel Lanyon, Nigel Anthony, Michael Bilton, Alan Dudley, Damian Franklin, Fiona Walker, Eileen Tully, and Alex Rafai. It was translated by Anthony Vivas and directed by Jeremy Mortimer.